The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have the space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So some good news to share. For sure, we're going to be back in the church on the weekend starting Saturday, August 30th, okay? So Labor Day weekend, Saturday, 5 p.m. will be our first Mass back, God willing. It's 2 weeks later than anticipated, but I kind of anticipated that, did you not? You know how these things go. So 4 more weeks, so I thank you for your patience and a lot of work has been done, and that's because of your generosity. So may God reward you. A few years ago, my mom and dad asked me a question that I was kind of surprised they asked me of their 4 children. They asked me, when the time comes for them to go home to heaven, if I would be willing to be the executor for their will. And I asked them, I said, "Why me?" I said, "I'm not the eldest, and my older sister, Michelle, is a lawyer. So wouldn't it make sense with the lawyer in charge?" And they laughed. They said, "Well, she actually is right now, but you know, she lives in San Diego now." And my dad, in his bluntness, said, "The real reason is you will never be married." And I said, "He's very smart." Because let's be honest, in every family, sometimes tension arises when it comes, does it not? Well, my parents made it easy for me. They don't have any money, right? They're working class. There's not going to be a lot to give out anyway. We joke about that. But it always saddens me as a priest when I have the honor to preside at a funeral mass, and it's very obvious to me that there is tension in the family. And 90% of the time, it's over money. And money has a way to divide people, does it not? We see the best in people, and we see the worst in people. So Jesus makes it very easy for us today. He basically is telling us, life is not fair at times. And we've all been on that side of life, where we think something should have been given to us or owed to us, and Jesus is reminding us, life isn't going to be fair at times. We are going to face injustice. We are going to feel like we're wronged. And especially when it's those that we are closest to who hurt us, the pain can be very real. So my dear friends, Jesus is reminding us today what really is important in life. Yes, we need money. Yes, we enjoy material goods. But if we're so focused on those things, And we're like that man in the gospel today who was so worried about storing his treasures, but guess what? Here's some news for all of you. You're all going to die. And so am I. And I've yet to do a funeral where somebody's buried with all of their Coach purses or wallets, with all of their Dodger bobbleheads in their office. And the moment you die, people are going to be grabbing those things anyway. So we all have things that we like. But the most important thing is to be remembered as a generous disciple of Jesus. So Jesus reminds us today to work for eternal life, not for prestige here on earth. And one of the best ways that we work for eternal life is to be generous. We can be generous with our prayers. Some of the most powerful experiences I have had as a priest is when I visit our sick and homebound. And sometimes they say, Father, I wish I could do more. And I'm able to tell them, you give us the greatest gift, which is the gift of your prayer. And every day, God is inviting us to be generous with our prayer, to pray for people that we love, to pray for people that we struggle to love, to pray for the world. We could also choose to be generous with our words, to build people up with positivity, to give them the strength, the encouragement that they need to hear. And living a generous life should be sacrificial. It should hurt a little bit. As Jesus sacrificed for us at the cross, we in return need to sacrifice a little bit for those around us. One of the best things that we could do as his disciples as well is to get rid of that which isn't good for us. And we see that in the second reading so beautifully, where we're told, focus on what's important. Do not worry about so much that which is making you not the best disciple. So what are things that are keeping us away from being who we are called to be? Greed, money, our ego. We're worried about our title or status. We waste so much time on the internet. We waste so much time, you know, looking at the Dodger game right now, so listening to Father Ricky preaching. Yeah, I know they're playing right now. And I did the schedule. I don't know what I did. But one of the best ways to work on ourselves is to go to confession frequently. Confession holds us accountable. It challenges us to do better. And just as importantly, we're reminded of God's generosity through the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. And finally, and this one's hard to hear, nobody on earth owes you anything. Nobody owes you wealth. Our happiness comes from God. So parents, spend every penny you've earned, okay? The kids are looking at me like, what are you saying, Father? Our true wealth is not found in money. Our true wealth is found in heaven one day. So whether you have a lot of money, you're in between, or you don't have much at all, the invitation is the same for all of us, because we're all God's children. Somebody just said, spend it. Where? I have a few things you could spend it on after Mass, okay? But it's true, you can't take it with you. And be generous with it. So our true wealth comes from God, not from anybody here on earth. To know how loved you are by God is the greatest thing that you'll ever know. And to know that one day we're going to be with him in heaven, if that doesn't put a smile on your face, my friends, I don't know what else to tell you. Because heaven awaits for all of us who are generous. And if we choose to live generous lives, God's going to reward you with the greatest act of generosity when he tells you, welcome home to heaven, my good and faithful servant. I do not want him to tell any of you, you're stingy, you must be from Holy Family. I want us to have the highest rate of people going to heaven in the Archdiocese of LA, okay? But if not, I'm going to be in purgatory even longer. I see the generous people that you are, but we could all do more, can we not? So where is God asking you to be more generous with your life? Time, talent, or treasure? How is God asking you to answer the call to be generous? Let's pray out that right now. What's one way that you could show generosity to somebody who needs it?